Nicodemus is having a deep spiritual conversation with Jesus, and maybe it's time that you enter in, even today, right now, a deep conversation with Jesus. And Nicodemus comes with compliments. He says, "Rabbi, you know, you're a great teacher. You're from God." And he says, "No one can do the miraculous things that you're doing unless, you know, God is blessing it." So he's paying some compliments, and then Jesus cuts right through all the fluff and the compliments. And he says, "Nicodemus, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." In other words, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You're only religious. It's not enough to just give me a few compliments in my teaching or my miracles. You must be born again. That's not a popular message in our culture today, that in order to go to heaven, you must be born again. If you're not born again, you don't go to heaven. And so that's a lot to think through. I know some people, if you ask them, "Are you a Christian?" they say yes. And then you ask them, "Are you born again?" they say, "No, I don't want to be born again. I'm not into that. That's weird. That's different. That's intense. That's radical." So what are your thoughts about being born again? What images come to mind? The truth is, from Scripture, and Jesus said it, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they're born again. Today, describe what it means to be born again. What is Jesus saying? And then will you share that message with someone else who might just think they're religious and they don't need to be born again? With boldness, share it in love.